Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. This is Noise Complaint, CITR's live session, live in studio show where we bring in artists to play live to the air for all of you beautiful people listening. Today, we have Sean Nicholas Savage in studio with us, and I don't think that needs any more introduction. I'm going to throw it over to the band now. Keep it tuned. We've got about 30 minutes of music and an interview coming up right after that.
I was you, I could do anything. I wish that I knew just how far this whole thing would go. It all seems so familiar, as familiar burned away. Maybe these lies may come true someday. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. Sometimes you get less than you were wishing for. The palms of their hands, their schemes and plans. You knew something was missing. It's stranger than fiction. I was young, I just couldn't do it. Now I ran away, straight into freaks like you. Now that we all know there's so far left to go, eyes in the dark, they're waiting to tear us all apart. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. Sometimes you get less than you were wishing for. The palms in their hands, their schemes and plans. You knew something was missing. Stranger than fiction.
Clapping. Someone's clapping for us. Thanks. That's pretty here. Pretty cool.
It's all the same. Many good things come and go, and I remember too many now, and I don't know. I don't try. After all, you're the only one. Just on you, come on, yeah. Show us what you got on to. La 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 la. I believe in you. I believe. If it's one way, is it love or maybe enough? Couldn't it be? Or couldn't it be? You're the only one, and I won't forget my place. The one. On the streets of the rain.
What? Thanks. Oh, thanks. I love this fedora. I know the audience out there can't hear it. I mean, you can't see it. But I'm confident that you can hear it. I know all the listeners at home. they got the fedora coming in through the eardrums. So we're gonna do an oldie now. It's old school. We're going to old school.
Care for yourself when I need you.
shred.
Shred! Yeah! I need your mouth more than I need myself. I need your tenderness more than I need to rest. And if it's over, it's true that I always loved you. Myself, oh, oh, more than I love myself, oh, oh, more than I love myself. La la la, na 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 na, na 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 na.
That was fun. If you're into that kind of thing.
We're doing the magic song.
Let's do something a little more magical. Hmm? I think our audience out there is in the mood for magic. Y'all believe in magic out there? Y'all out there? You believe in fedoras? You believe in Las Vegas? Well, it's all sleight of hand. Oh, that's me. Okay, a little breath. All right. Anyways, we miss you, so this is dedicated to you, all the lonely hearts out there.
For a change, better believe it's the truth. I'm sitting here asking why, and I thought there's no reply. But if I were you, I wouldn't even try. Everything drowned so beautifully, you're gonna make me cry. Abracadabra, you making me feel so good. How I forget so easily all of my pain inside. Abracadabra, you. Oh. We're getting somewhere. I wanna believe I'm still me. You make me feel so young, and I find there's nothing done. If I were you, welcome to my heart. Everything drowned so beautifully before it even starts.
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks. That's fun. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's great. Okay. Oh, this is a new one. Came out just the other day. It's about ships passing in the night. Who are these people? Where do they go? Huh? You know, where is it? You can't fathom the whole world. I say, people say it's a small world. Say it's a big world. Little webs. We're all running around in the same places. You don't see who you don't see. You don't know who you don't know. But there's a lot more there. You gotta believe in it. Anyway.
Way down in Altenji, all the way up to Paris. A river runs through the world and into all kinds of people. I met you on a cold dark night. I rushed inside, too many lights. The music too loud, stepped outside. There you were. Tell me about the time with your dad, and all the things you lost and things you had. Ooh, maybe we've got something in common. We both like talking outside of this party. But that's the way life goes. You meet people far from, they're always running away. Things they relate to. Yeah. Trying to find something new, and then worse, there you were. But I cannot think enough. You know that I never did get the name of your drug. The one that kept me up all night. I couldn't stop my heart from beating. Kept me running through the street. Thought I had everything I needed. When I ran out, I swear that I came down so hard. Fossils and the tombs. And even if I got through, even if I got over you, still, you gotta excuse me, cause I can't help thinking of.
I look back and wonder, what if?
You know that I never did get the name of your drug. I couldn't find it anywhere. You know I keep on looking around. Nothing quite like it. You know I called her all the time. You gotta excuse me, cause I can't help thinking of her. You know that I never did get the name of your drug. So just excuse me, cause I can't help thinking of her. You know I never did get.
Hey, we live for the applause. Thanks. Yeah, it's all about just tossing that fireball back and forth in life. Passing it on. Pass the torch, y'all. You know, give a little love. Get a little love back. Yeah, let's do that. This is a song just purely about love. Just about every little thing. Not too deep, not too deep. Pretty shallow song. Just the everyday little things that make you shine. I love all of them.
Yeah.
Heaven knows that I'm nowhere close. Still, imperfection is perfection. And your unflattering photos are the ones I cherish most. Tell me your dreams in the morning, but don't tell me which way we're going. Couldn't do one part without the other two. I love everything about you. Every crazy thing you do, from your hair to your shoes. I love everything about you. Kiss me, baby, one more snooze. Sleep in it until noon. I love everything about you. I'm like a boomerang flying. I go away, I just wanna come back in. Chinatown in the pouring rain. Head over heels all over again. We go dancing till the morning. How I wish the night was never ending. Couldn't do one part without the other two. I love everything about you. Swimming in the night with you. Kicking out to the moon. I love everything about you. Oh, every crazy thing you do. Your pajamas black, beret blue. I love everything about you. And if you're ever wondering what for, you can't go dancing cause you're too poor. It just gets worse, you know what to do. I love everything about you. Everything about you. Every crazy thing you do. Crazy and you know it's true. I love everything about you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we live for the applause. I just wanted to get some water. I was running out of breath there. I don't smoke anymore. So, but thank goodness. Still, I am human after all. You know, we're all just a pair of lungs out there. I think we got a couple more songs to do. Were we going to do the insane one?
If you want to skip mysteries.
Let's just do it the other way around.
Sure.
For no reason. Okay, well, this one, it's got a poem at the top. Maybe I'll do the poem with, can you give me, just give me a minimal, yeah, I like it like that. Just do some new age stuff. You know. Dust devils, swirling, shimmering in the sun. They take power, they give power, growing. Forests, life, everything. You put that energy into anything and it grows. More forests, changes, life. You put your power into me and I'm growing. Electrified. 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 I'm going insane for you. I'm going insane. Ooh. I'm going insane for you. I'm going insane. I can't talk about it to no one. No, I can't talk about it. Wanna scream it, wanna shout it. I can't talk about it to no one. Cause who would understand? I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling in love. Ooh.
make no sense. Oh, it doesn't make no sense to me. No, it doesn't make no sense. Oh, it doesn't make no sense. Oh, it doesn't make no sense. Mm, it doesn't make no sense to me. It doesn't make no sense. I'm going insane for you. I'm going insane. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm going insane for you. I'm going insane. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I can't talk about it. I'm just dead. They're never ever gonna understand. Oh, never ever gonna understand. Understand. I'm falling in love. Never make no sense. Oh, it doesn't make no sense. Oh, it doesn't make no sense to me. It doesn't make no sense at all.
We did it.
Yeah.
We
lost the kick.
Something went crazy.
Yeah, we lost the kick.
I also keep hearing like, I feel like I'm just having a stroke. It feels like a stroke. I feel like a stroke. We're going to do one more track if we're allowed. This one's important. Like, are we allowed or did we run over? We're good? Okay, we got the thumbs up from the studio.
We lost this kick.
We don't have a kick drum for this song.
I can hear the kick.
It's just going to have to do a lot of drum fills. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. We're getting the kick out here.
Oh, they got the kick. Okay, so.
Yeah, but I'll put it in the wedge for you.
Can I hear it?
Try it again.
Oh, it's super wet?
Oh,
it's got reverb on it?
That's weird. It's like just the reverb.
Yeah, we're only getting the reverb.
Yeah, we're getting kick and reverb.
Oh, no.
We're getting kick and reverb, yeah.
I haven't been hearing the drums.
You're getting a clear feed of the drums in the room?
Yeah.
You are? Okay.
Well, that's good.
A line problem out here, so.
Okay, sorry about that.
Can you do it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, we can just play it like that. All right, this is called Mysteries. It's from Life is Crazy. Thanks for having us on the show. Thanks to Luke Graves and Khan Gunesberg for playing with me on the tour. It's been great having a group. I don't know if I'm plugging right now, but we're playing Seattle on Thursday night, and then we're gonna play Portland on Saturday night, and that's gonna be it this year for this band. So come on out if you're in the West Coast or if you live in North America, just fly out.
Yeah, just
come
fly
see the
out.
Show. Or if you live in Europe, it's not so bad either.
Yeah, just fly.
Just fly. Okay, see ya. I'm giving myself away through what I can never say. Like an opposite, I pretend that a circle has an end. Baby, I love you. Oh, it's never done. And as much as I try to, oh, become one, it's what we could never be. That makes you and me mysteries of life. They never believe us. We never get there. All of our favorite things remain mysteries. I sit up in our bed and I look out the window to a light in the distance.
somewhere I was long ago. You don't know me, oh, you never will. And as much as we try to, oh, know ourselves, but it isn't so simple even to describe living under the sky. They never believe us, we never get there. All of our favorite things remain mysteries. Once a long time ago, I was walking home in the rain through a mountainside where I was singing, and I saw a ghost. I don't believe in them, standing there in front of me, and they disappeared and suddenly given away like me. I still love you, oh, it's never done. And as much as we try to, oh, come on, it's what we can never be that makes you and me. Mysteries in life, they never believe us, we never get there. All of your favorite things remain mysteries. Well, all of your favorite things remain mysteries. So don't give them away, let them stay.
Thanks a lot for having us. Thanks.
Do you want to advertise with CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine? Well, good news. You can. Our copies of Discorder Magazine span 6,000 square kilometers and reach 3 million inhabitants across 32 locations here in Vancouver. Advertising with Discorder Magazine means being seen from UBC to New Westminster. Along with print, we offer advertising online, offering you a viewership to over 100,000 engaging with our content. From radio ads to Discorder Magazine and our online presence, CITR and Discorder Magazine knows how to get you seen. Contact sponsorship at CITR.ca to get advertising today. Sponsorship at CITR.ca. Looking for fresh, local, organic produce right here in Vancouver? Come to the UBC Farm Farmers Markets, happening Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from June to November. Discover organic fruits, veggies, flowers, and herbs grown in the heart of UBC's campus, alongside baked goods, beverages, and artisan goods from local vendors. Enjoy the multi-vendor experience on Saturdays or stop by for some midweek groceries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Visit ubcfarm.ubc.ca for times and details.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS. .org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Love. What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you've been listening for the last 38 minutes, you would have just heard a live set in studio by Sean Nicholas Savage and his band is on tour with them currently. So I guess before we get too far into this, how about we do some introductions to everyone in the room? Maybe let's start with you and go this way.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Sean Nicholas Savage.
I'm Khan Guneshbak.
And I'm Luke, and I'm the drummer.
Thank you all so much for being here. for playing.
Mission failed.
I guess your time in Vancouver has been about 3 days, and you played at Heroes Welcome last night, if I'm not mistaken.
So cool, yeah.
How has the tour been so far?
It's been crazy. I'm not complaining at all. We had like really insane booking in Europe. It was booked very satanically, the tour. So it was almost suicidal. So, and then after that, we thought the States would be really, really sort of easy going. But then we had, because of the government shutdown, we had like visa issues. So I was doing the first few shows just unprepared solo, which were quite fun, the first three shows. And then we got the visas the next time we came through at the last minute. We've ended up doing the whole thing. But I'm sorry to give such a long answer. Touring with these two is amazing. They're really fun, like always fresh, always ready after something defeating, always ready to move forward and like have a good time. And then we have our great moments, our highs or lows. It's just been a beautiful adventure. And it's really a special thing, privilege to be able to travel and perform like that.
Yeah, and not having your visas come through at the last minute is definitely a defeating moment, I'm sure. I'm glad that eventually it sorted itself out.
It did.
Have you all been like working together for a while? Like, how did this collaboration end up happening?
Luke, you want to take this one?
Well, I think we just met as friends like a couple of years ago, and we just started hanging out in Montreal. We're all kind of fresh in Montreal, and then
New York a bit too.
Oh yeah, we met in New York, I think, and then. Just earlier this year, Sean just had the brilliant idea to scoop me and Khan for the road, and we said, hell yes. So now here we are.
Here you are.
Almost dead.
But I will say, Sean, it's also inspiring to see your energy on the road. Mm-hmm. He's a nonstop, does everything, always up before us. After us and up before us.
Watching your live performance, you have an infectious energy for sure. So I guess to give some context about like where I'm coming from in this interview, I had not heard your music before this week. So I got a chance to really deep dive into
like
your work to prepare. Honestly, though, like there were a couple people in the station who were like, oh, my God, Sean Nicholas Savage or something. So and it's not everyone's first time hearing you. I got to do a bit of a deep dive. And what I kind of noticed as I was working through your Bandcamp is that your work is really like highly reflective. There's a lot of introspection and analysis really on display in the work that you're doing.
I really appreciate that.
For me, it felt like really raw stuff. And I guess for my question would be, what does that like raw expression kind of mean to you? Like, why is that a part of your performance, your songwriting? And if raw is the wrong word, please correct me.
No, raw is good. I think also, yeah, just to be humiliating or to be, what's the other word?
Deprecating or?
No, to be, it's not intimate. Anyway, I can't find the word, so I won't waste everyone's time. But I really appreciate that that observation, because it's like, it's really on point. Yeah, and I'm pretty proud of that. That's kind of just what I do. I think when you're writing alone, a lot of people who write alone, they make sad music. Because when you're by yourself, you sort of turn inward, and then you have a moment of silence to turn inward and reflect, and it becomes, it's kind of like looking down. When you know, then with your, when people have bands or when they're with a group, it gets more jammy, and then they make more like, "We are the Clash" or something like that, you know? So my songs, I do a lot of writing alone, so my music is pretty introspective, and that's kind of the practice. I try not to always be, because I've been doing it for many years, not always be, you know, a bummer. So then I'm kind of trying to think about, not just about, just think about, I really like social dynamics and just dynamics in life, and just always trying to like have something to say that's might be a tool, like could maybe... Like have, you know, they have these, I really like, it's a good example, like these kind of like TikTok and Instagram like hooks, you know, like rage baiting or whatever. But, you know, or to be provocative, but also in poetry to like have, it doesn't have to be like cheaply provocative or whatever, but it is nice to have an element that like draws people in so that you can have some kind of draw in lyrically and then have something to say that maybe... You know, it comes to a punchline at some point that, like, people could remember that catchy thing or that song they like that they listen to as a mantra. And then it might be applicable in their life when they're going through something. That's, like, my fantasy, just to be a tool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, something that really stands out, having watched your performance and talking about, like, this something that grabs people with your music. Your live performance energy is very distinct. And like when I was going through kind of your work, you've mentioned that it's like an integral part of your identity as an artist is having this kind of live performance aspect and that it brings something else to your work. Can you talk a bit more about like the kind of shape of the energy that you bring to your live performances, what people might not have like picked up on just hearing it?
That's hard because, the live shows and the recordings, it's different. And I think Kiss had trouble with this when they were starting out, like getting the live performance on record. It's just a different thing. I think that I get a lot of my energy just from the songs because I can start out with almost... I told this story with Con and Luke on the tour is I had this one time in Paris. I had to play a show in... I really believe in this. I had to play a show in like I had 40 minutes or something to go to the stage and I had no energy. I was lying on my back completely defeated, almost comatose. And I just put on 3 Freddie Mercury tracks. I put on, I think I started with Somebody to Love and then I did like it was probably maybe Bohemian Rhapsody or something and then like Pressure, like 3 big Freddie Mercury track. Oh, no, it was definitely Don't Stop Me Now. Bohemian Rhapsody's too meandering.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, you know. And by the 3rd track, I just sprung up in the air and started belting. And I was just, my voice just completely came back. True story or not? I'm not sure. I can't, that's the way I remember it. And then I just sung amazing. I went from no energy to, Freddie just got in there and he's not even, it wasn't his spirit. It was just the song, you know. So when I start singing my own songs, these are songs I spent a lot of time and energy trying to get right the delivery of something I've been through. You know, it's like something I really, really care about and thought about. So I can be in like not really that, you know, I don't have a good attention span, but I can be sort of zoned out and laughing and making a joke. And then I start speaking these spells, these songs that I put together like very carefully. And I start to just, you know, see the things that I'm talking about. And then I get into it and then it jacks me up. I'm like, I want to shout these things. I want to shout them.
Yeah, so I like the idea of like speaking these spells. That's a good way to put it. It's kind of like an incantation that imbues you with the energy of everything that's gone into that.
It's a powerful thing. Yeah. I think it's a powerful thing. Also, if you wrote it yourself, I mean, other people can write better ones, so then those are also powerful.
And for you as well, like working with these songs, how has it been to kind of engage in kind of bringing that energy to life through like the instrumentation of the pieces?
Well, it's actually been, it was quite a challenge. It was a challenge. And, because it's only 2 of us. So it's like a lot to take on, but it's been also really, it's been a growing opportunity too, because Sean's not somebody who wanted us to just recreate the record, so it was kind of like, and that's usually what I do, so it was kind of like a nice opportunity to be like, okay, I'm not here to recreate the record, but I have to capture the essence of it and make it sound. Anyway, yeah, it took us time. I mean, we didn't have much time. We had like a week to prepare. It was crazy. It was insane. We definitely got better as the tour went on. Yeah, like the beginning of the tour was like, I was like shaking in my boots like every night for like the first 6-7 shows. It was like, I was like, am I going to make a mistake? Like, but also,
we love Sean's music, and it was so like much, it was really fun to like play with those limitations and just do our version of it. Like, and Sean's super open to. He said, "Play the songs different every night."
Well,
So there's a lot of spontaneity, and it's fun. Yeah.
Fun is a good place to be working from.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So speaking of kind of like the importance of a live performance when it comes to your work and like your artistic identity and how you're building that, your work also moves into the realm of theater. So can you talk a little bit about Please Thrill Me?
Oh yeah. Don't get me started. I'm obsessed with, theater. I was talking about spells and you kind of picked up on that or something. I do think that, you know, there's an incentive, I wouldn't say a conspiracy, but there's an incentive to have music sort of look like more like entertainment, you know, or an industry and whatnot. But I do think it's an storytelling and music, they go together, and it's an ancient medium and practice from, you know, I'm sure it goes back all the way. And I think it's a very powerful communicator. So the incentive is, you know, divide and conquer. The incentive is obvious. But people show up for concerts and they cry in mass, en masse, and they're inspired. And it's no wonder the church adopted, you know, all the big churches had choirs, beautiful choirs, you know. Because when people listen to that music, it's quote-unquote holy. It's just, it makes, and percussion, when people play percussion in groups, I know we all love drum circles and choirs. And honestly, this shout out to Montreal, Tam. But really though, I think, so coming back to just, I do think, I know musical theater has this, people are like Disney, because that's the only musical theater they know. Because it's not. It's a funny thing. There's a lot of style that goes into contemporary sort of Broadway and whatnot that's kind of like, and there I was, because you have to enunciate so people can hear while you're singing. It's not like, it's not grunge. But, so I'm meandering here. What I mean to say is, I just think the medium of seeing a live musical, it's like a movie with living people. Talk about a spell. You forget, watching a screen, you can't forget in the same way that when you're in a room with people screaming at each other, the person's going to hit the other person. You're like, you're watching a thing happening, and you go in your mind to these places. And you can tell, you can communicate things in an incredible way that films cannot. And you add music, it's just like poetry is using language to express beyond what language can do, like a collage of language that says more than a sentence, right? So in one sense of the word. So, but you take the word love and you put a minor key, it's sad love. And you put a major key, it's happy love. But then you take poetry, which is saying all these words combined together, and you put tons of notes and chords behind it, and you have a group of people singing it in the context of a story that's, you know, a musical. It's an incredibly powerful, you're mixing all these potions together, it'll blow your hair back. I really recommend, yeah, and then there's bad ones. There's bad ones, of course, but I think the power of a musical, it's an incredibly powerful medium, and it's an ancient medium, and I would do it if no one was watching, and it's not about business or doing something cool. It's my life. Like, I just really believe in this practice, and I'm very passionate about it, so don't even ask.
Anyway. I'll stop asking. No, we've got about 10 more minutes, so let's see what else I can ask and try and fit it into 10 minutes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh my God, don't be sorry. That's why you're here, is to talk about what you do. Sure. Like I said, I spent a lot of time listening through, reading through your Bandcamp. Something that I noticed as like a consistent pattern in the ways that you're describing your music is that it's really tied to like stories about just like life and kind of sometimes like mundane moments and like periods of time in life, but also particularly I noticed like locale or like physical place coming up in the descriptions of like how your albums, EPs came to be. There was almost always a description of like, for example, in the description for Death Demos, talking about time spent in Santa Monica, I think Glasgow, and like talking about your like life events at the time when you were in Glasgow also came up as like a background to the work that you're doing. Yeah. Like what role does physical environment or like the city that you're in?
Such great questions.
Play?
Sorry I talk so much, but your questions are so good.
Thank you.
So smart. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's huge for me. You know, I write walking a lot. I do a lot of voice memoing, and I write moving. If I've had two glasses of wine and I'm alone on the beach under the stars, I can just write endless poetry. But if I sit down at a desk and try and write, you know, I can't really write good stuff. I kind of need like the world to write it, because I sort of channel a lot more. Because, you know, they say two heads are better than one, but no heads. And that's the top.
Mm-hmm. All feeling, just, no brain.
You just don't think. Especially you train yourself, and then life does the work, and that's the best work you can ever do, I think. So for me, going places or creating, not creating drama in my life, but getting myself into a moment where I feel, even on airplanes, you know, because you're flying, you're traveling, you're in a transition. People always cry watching movies on airplanes. I write great poems on airplanes or trains, by moving water, if it's a river or ocean. I like to go on residencies sometimes more than one throughout albums. I'll do different residencies for the writing and for the recording too. It doesn't have to be a beautiful vacation, but yeah, these elements of movement and change and isolation are really to create. If you have a moment in your life that's different than the other moments, then you can create different work in that moment. And then later when you return to the normality or routine of your life, it sort of makes that work, it finishes it for you in a way too, because that time is over and that you're not in that place. So it kind of finishes the work. It creates chapters, and it helps me get inspired, and it also helps me complete work.
Like a place or an experience that really underpinned this current album that you're touring right now, The Knowing?
We started it out. I was born in London, England, but we moved to Canada when I was very young. I always wanted to move back. It never happened. So I started writing part of the album in my dad's basement in Edmonton, where I grew up. And then I went back to where my friend and producer, Pascal Chenard, is living in London, England. And on my birthday, my 38th birthday, might have been 39th, maybe it was 39th. 38. Was it 38?
Yeah.
We went to the house. I had never been back to the house that we lived in London. It's called Einem House. I went in Hammersmith, and I had never been back. And I went inside the house, and, you know, it was very, very emotional. And I just sort of saw where I had been before we came back. And then we started on my birthday, after seeing my place where I was born. The hospital's not there anymore. We went and started recording Stranger Than Fiction, the first song from the new record that night. And I recorded it a lot of a lot of the so it's a very like these are not vacations spots. It's like spots that are going to trigger me. I got very triggered, and it was very loaded. Mm-hmm. Writing right away. So we started sort of around there
in the mall.
Yeah, and I was in the mall. I've been wanting to write something about the mall that I grew up by, West Edmonton Mall, and it was really significant to me in my life growing up. My first memory in my life is in the mall. I write about that in the song. So, and the song part two is about that. I wanted to make an ode to that place. So
it sounds like it's an album of like collected experiences of just like, yeah, you becoming you.
Yeah. I'm also really into like talking about setup, right? Talking mm-hmm. for process, like setting myself up to then listen and just make something. I'm also really into stream of consciousness. So a song like The Knowing is sort of a game of just trying to say a lot without saying anything at all. Like, I just wanted to say, like, knowing, I'm knowing, I'm not knowing, and you don't know, and we don't know. Like, I just basically put, like, all of those together and talk about, like, a little spell or something. So, and then it's sort of, I'm pretty proud of that song in particular because it says, I think it says quite a lot, but I really am not, the lyrics are mostly just me saying similar versions of knowing and not knowing. And I think there's really something to that, too, that I find a little hard to describe. But that's why we named the album The Knowing.
I think the best things in art are often hard to describe. So, all right. Well, we're hitting the end of our 30 minutes here. So for folks who want to explore more of your work, and as well, if there's work that you're doing like outside of this particular project for yourselves as well, anything that you want to share around like people being able to find your work?
It's great. Yeah, if you want to check out Sean Nicholas Savage at Bandcamp, yeah, that's a great place to find my music. But we have it on Apple Music and Spotify if you want to listen there. And then also I would check out. You should name drop some of your work.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting out an album probably in the spring, just under my name, Khan. I have a lot of different projects, though. Luke and I have a really cool post-punk band with a couple friends in Toronto called Threads. We're finishing that record probably this
Threads?
Winter as well. Yeah, but there's nothing online yet of that.
We have an instrumental project called Ritual Instincts, which you can check out online.
Check out Ritual Instincts and Threads, and the Khan album's going to come out in a few months. That'll be amazing, too.
Everyone listening is leaving with things to check out, which is the point of all this. So you've mentioned the next few stops on your tour. You're going to Seattle. You're going to Portland.
That's it.
And that's it. That's the end?
Yeah, we've been on tour a long time. So
you have rest coming very soon, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This
well
has
deserved.
Been so nice, really. Thank you for the great observations and questions.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
Of course. It's so nice to be able to sit down with you. Yeah, I guess anything that hasn't been said that feels like it needs saying before we say goodbye?
I was going to say that, but are you saying that?
Yeah.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good note to end on. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for playing such a beautiful set. And hopefully we'll get to meet you all again soon, later down the line.
Thanks. Thanks all right. A lot.